Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, July 25th. Coming up, we'll bring you a closer look at a high school dance camp on the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign campus. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Authorities say a body found in the Mississippi River more than three decades ago has been identified as a man from Edwardsville, Illinois. The Jefferson County, Missouri Sheriff's Office said this week that DNA samples helped them identify the body found in 1994 as that of Benny Lee Olson. Authorities do not suspect foul play in his death. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Olson was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. He spent 11 years in a mental health facility after being charged with trying to pay someone to burn down his stepmother's house. His fingerprints were taken at the time and helped confirm his identity following a partial DNA match to a distant relative. His half-sister, Catherine Heston, described Olson as a perpetual student who attended Western Illinois University and Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville, as well as community college in Missouri. A downtown Chicago skyscraper has been renamed after Illinois' longest-serving Secretary of State. State lawmakers voted last year to call the former Harris Bank Building at 115 South LaSalle Street the Jesse White State of Illinois Building. A ceremony yesterday made it official. The 91-year-old White said he's truly honored.
When I played baseball in the Chicago Cub organization, Ron Santo retired with number 10. And he said number 10 was his Hall of Fame. Today, I can proudly say that this honor has given me my Hall of Fame, and I will cherish it always.
State employees started moving to 115 South LaSalle when the Thompson Center was sold to Google. Federal prosecutors in St. Louis want the star of HBO's documentary series Chimp Crazy to spend more than 4 years in prison for lying about the whereabouts of a chimpanzee named Tonka, who was featured on her show. Rachel Lipman reports.
Tanya Haddock's pleaded guilty earlier this year to three felonies. Sentencing guidelines say she should get between 10 and 16 months. Her attorneys want her to spend a year or less in prison. Prosecutors, however, are asking for a much harsher sentence. They say Haddox has routinely thumbed her nose at the court and threatened violence. Haddox also violated the terms of her bond by owning another chimpanzee despite a court order. The government says those facts combined demand a harsh sentence. Federal Judge Stephen Clark on Thursday revoked Haddox's bond. She will remain in jail until she is sentenced next month. She has also been ordered to appear in a state courtroom in St. Louis County to explain why she has not turned over financial records. I'm Rachel Lipman.
Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth says she's skeptical about the future of bipartisan spending agreements. That's after Republicans in Congress narrowly voted to rescind previously appropriated funding for foreign aid and public broadcasting. Duckworth says the Senate recently passed a budget for the Department of Veteran Affairs. But she tells the 21st show she's worried that measure and other bipartisan spending plans could be reversed.
Now, I wonder, if I vote for this, does this mean that the Republicans are going to come back later on and basically carve the money back out and give it to Donald Trump and let him have a slush fund to do whatever he wants with at the expense of veterans and our military men and women?
The federal government's fiscal year concludes on September 30th, marking the end of its annual budgeting and financial reporting. President Trump signed the rescission bill yesterday. White House officials have said they plan to send Congress additional requests to rescind previously appropriated federal funding. Still to come, we bring you a closer look at a high school dance camp on the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign campus. That story is coming up next on 2 and 7 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 88 degrees with a west wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a low of 73 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 89 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a low of 74 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. And for Sunday, mostly sunny with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 91 degrees, with a southwest wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st show, State Farm is raising Illinois home insurance rates by an average of 27%. The company blames increased severe weather risks and higher home repair costs. We'll talk about that with an insurance expert, a consumer advocate, and a meteorologist. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Every summer, the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign runs a week-long high school dance camp. The camp explores a variety of styles, including musical theater, African dance, and more. IPM's dialogue host, Kennedy Vincent, went to the dance camp. She spoke with Associate Professor Dr. Kamal Nance about the Mofundela technique of African dance.
Mofundela is a contemporary African dance technique developed by the late Kariamu Welsh, and it's about 55 years old. It emerges from the Black Arts Movement out of New York. It's a contemporary African dance practice that bases on the premise that African dance can live and breathe wherever African people reside. And so that opens up Africa to not only the continent, but wherever Black people are within the diaspora. And it's a contemporary form at that. It's vital, it's alive, it's polyrhythmic, it's polycentric, it's body-centric, and it's the movement practice that I've been trained in most of my life.
I wanted to ask you about some of the words that you were saying with those movements kind of in the middle of the class.
They were doing the Kananga arm series, and it's a progression that is demarcated by truncated Kiswahili, so each of the syllables are a syllable of an actual word that means a number from 1 to 7 in Kiswahili. The movement practice, Ja, Li, Tu, Ne, No, Ta, Ba.
So how do traditional African dances connect us to the communities and the cultures that they come from?
Well, it's a loaded question. I'm not teaching traditional dance, but in all cases, dance reflects what a community or a society values. It houses the politics of that community. It houses the value system. It houses, spirituality. It houses all of those narratives. Mofundela is different in the sense that, it's no different in the sense that we tell those stories too with it as a movement practice, but it's not, people don't access it the same way you would in traditional dance. You have to seek it out. And so I guess Mofundela in that regard is a sign of the times. It speaks to and comments on what's happening, and this is what Dr. Kariamu would always say, that it speaks to, discusses, and comments on what's happening to Black people all across the world. Now, in terms of traditional dance in the community, it varies on what the dance is and its purpose.
Dr. Nance teaches a class where people from different backgrounds join the class to learn from him. He's been teaching at UIUC Summer Dance Intensive for about 5 years now, and I wanted to know why it's important for young people to learn Mofundela, regardless of race.
The same thing I would say about the world. I think there are a myriad of stories, there are a myriad of cultural lenses with which you can look at the dancing body. And unfortunately, in this country and across the world, people have been force-fed this idea that the dancing body has to look a specific way, specifically as it comes out of European ways of looking at the body. And so, nothing's wrong with ballet and American modern dance, European modern dance. These are all beautiful forms. Equally as beautiful is the movement practices that comes out of the other traditions of Black people and of Africa and Asia and, India and so forth and so on. And so people should know about Mofundela because they should know about any other practice about moving the dancing body. I think, and specifically because this movie narrates the story of Black people, particularly African-American people, it's a part of their culture. Particularly if you're an American citizen, or even if you aren't, it's a part of world culture. It's a part of what we experience as we learn how to dance.
That was IPM's dialogue host, Kennedy Vincent, talking with Dr. Kamal Nance about the principles of African dance. You can tune into Dialogue to hear the full story. That's on Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 6 p.m. on Illinois Soul FM 101.1 and Wednesday at 8 p.m. on AM 580. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by the Associated Press, Alex Degman, Rachel Littman, Stephanie Oriana, and Kennedy Vincent. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.